Johnny Baker is a 26-year-old, healthy, fit, and outgoing man with a big smile. He grew up in Ohio in a conservative home, played the piano at his local church, and joined the Air Force in his early 20s. Baker came out as a gay man 2 years ago, and soon after that, he met his first boyfriend. Their relationship got serious and it was monogamous, but Baker's boyfriend didn't know he was HIV positive, and they had unprotected sex. While stationed at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in late 2009, Baker started feeling ill.
Within about a month or so of being here, I started getting really sick. I got all the acute retroviral symptoms. Couldn't stand up in the shower or anything like that.
Air Force doctors told him he had mono, gave him medication, and drew blood. But Baker was still sick. And on the morning of May 13th, 2010, his supervisor asked him to grab his hat and go with him to the base clinic. That's when Baker knew it wouldn't be good news. He found out he was HIV positive.
I thought about how I was doing hearing it when they were telling me. I was trying to keep control of my emotions and kind of analyze myself. I think I took it pretty well in the office, at least. You know, everybody deals with it differently, and there's no wrong or right way.
Baker visited a friend later that day and broke down, but he says that would be the first and last time he felt that way. He says being HIV positive has made him see life differently.
And I can say now that I'm happier than I've ever been. I love my life more than I ever have.
Baker's story of optimism is not a common one. He says he knows people who would not agree with his statement and who would even get angry because they have lost loved ones to AIDS. There's also the social stigma. When Baker meets new people, he doesn't say he's HIV positive right away. As his friendships grow, he shares his story. When he starts dating someone, however, he brings up the topic early in the conversation.
If they hear it and just think I'm, you know, just this horrible person that has AIDS and somebody needs to stay away from, then so be it. They can stay away as much as they want. A lot of people want to be okay with it. A lot of people want to accept it. But what you want and how you actually feel are two different things. And it's hard to just change your feelings.
Dr. Susan Shaw is a medical anthropologist who has studied social movements and health disparities in the U.S. She says the level of social stigma associated with HIV is generally related to the exposure to those living with the virus.
So the more people that one knows who are living with HIV, the fewer stigmatizing beliefs an individual is likely to have. Similarly, the earlier that education is begun about AIDS and HIV and how HIV is transmitted, the fewer stigmatizing beliefs that a person is likely to hold.
That's one of the reasons Johnny Baker wants to tell his story. When he told his father he had HIV, his response suggested the virus was something that came with homosexuality.
Part of me wants to say, okay, yeah, it kind of is a gay disease because that affects the most people. But then what about, you know, the woman who has it who's not gay? What about the guy who got it from a blood transfusion? You know, the baby who was born with it. And then you kind of alienate all them and you don't include them in it. And they have it just as much as you do.
A few months ago, Baker's mother asked him if it was okay for her to kiss him, if she was at risk by showing affection to her son. She quickly apologized for not knowing the answer, and Baker told her she could keep hugging and kissing him and not to worry about it, that he gladly accepted her affection.
If you don't have all the information about how transmission occurs, then you're certainly more likely to just have that kind of basic human fear of infection from coming into casual contact with somebody who's living with HIV.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says HIV is transmitted when blood, breast milk, vaginal secretions, or semen from an HIV-infected person come in direct contact with a mucous membrane or damaged tissue or are directly injected into the bloodstream of an HIV-negative person. Last year, the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation recorded 492 known infections in Pima County, the largest number in the organization's history. Baker says many of his friends get tested regularly, but there's still a group of them that have a fear of knowing and don't want to deal with whatever information they might get.
I got it because I had unprotected sex. You know, I knew it was something that was out there, but I didn't think it was really something I had to worry about too much. You know, what were the chances of me getting it? You know, being as conservative as I was with sex and, you know, being so early in the game, you know, I didn't think I had to worry about it too much. I was with my boyfriend. We were together. I didn't have to worry about it. But he had it. He didn't know it. And so now I have it.
Dr. Shaw says the post-AIDS generations are growing up knowing about HIV and AIDS, and some are learning about it through sex ed. That's different from the 80s and early 90s, when most people had a different idea of what the virus was. And she says a lot of their information only came from what they saw on TV.
We're hearing a lot these days about younger gay men who believe that AIDS is a chronic manageable disease. Because we have these effective antiretroviral drugs, there's a belief that it's like getting herpes or something, that getting an AIDS diagnosis is not that big of a deal. You just go on your drugs and you can live a long and healthy life.
And that is not entirely a misconception, she says, because the drug cocktails have exponentially increased the survival rates in HIV-positive Americans.
However, it would be a horrible mistake and judgment to think that sort of simply coming up HIV-positive would not have enormous life-altering ramifications.
Baker is relatively new to the virus, and he hasn't seen it manifest since his diagnosis. Doctors don't want to put him on the medicine cocktail just yet because he's healthy and his levels of infection are low. But he faces an uphill battle in the years to come, a battle he's taking on full force. He says he's building a strong immune system and, more importantly, keeping a positive attitude. He says he's lucky enough to be in a stable place with medical help and to have the support from his family and friends. Because many young people who are diagnosed deal with rejection, are sometimes marginalized by their communities, and many of them don't have medical help. He hopes to become more involved with organizations that provide resources to those young people, like the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, where he has found help from experts and other HIV-positive people.
If I only have 10 years left, if I have a day left, no matter what it is, it's you know, it's living life to the fullest and do what you can to, you know, to better yourself and better others. So,
for Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.